Now, the families out there that may not have an estate tax situation but want to leave something to charity, are there different ways they can do that?
There are lots of ways. The first one I think of, and it depends on, you know, what that individual is looking for. I think of the charitable gift annuity, which is a very easy gift to make. You make a gift to charity, and the charity agrees to pay you or you and your spouse for your life an annuity. And for your, so you get back income. It's an income producer for the donor.
What's the benefit to the charity?
Well, they calculate, the annuity, of course, is calculated based upon a whole series of computations taking into account reserve and actuarial life and so forth. So that, generally speaking, there's a deduction so that a portion of the amount that I give to charity today, it really the present value of, is treated as a gift to charity. Mm-hmm. So you're not... you're gifting, let's say, $10,000. And in fact, I think it's a uniquely good opportunity, interest rates are low, right? You go to look at CDs and you look at any kind of, you know, money market or whatever, you're trying to get a reasonable return. Well, a 71-year-old can get a 5.8% return. And that may be partly tax-free and partly ordinary income because of the nature of the charitable gift.
Even in today's world.
Yeah, a 76-year-old gets a 6.4% payout.
So this sounds kind of interesting. So say you have, can you do it for as little as $10,000?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. And the one thing that's important to keep in mind is it's the full faith and credit of the charity. Mm-hmm. So you want to be very, very certain what charity you're making this gift to. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, because you're counting on that charity to be around,
right,
to pay.
Sure.
You know, and there actually was a recent bad situation in Virginia.
Really?
Yeah, but it was mismanagement, a whole number of issues in that regard. But it has happened before. You know, but the bottom line is you go to, you know, reputable charities and you can see their financial statements and you know what they're doing. And the bottom line is you can get a charitable income tax deduction. And when you gift that $10,000, it's not a $10,000 deduction, of
right.
course, because of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting an annuity back.
Right.
But you can make a you get an income tax deduction, and you get an annuity for your life, and it depends upon your age.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And how do charities do this annuity? Do they sort of go out and buy it an annuity themselves? Or
yeah, that's actually a really interesting question, which is coming up more and more as the economy starts to, you know, has mm-hmm. taken a tumble. But most charities, to my knowledge, simply have, in essence, a fund that's invested with their endowment, you know, that's dedicated to these annuitants. But, you know, they're basically just invested. Some charities, if let's say they get a very big gift annuity, they may go reinsure it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with a commercial annuity. Others have do all of their annuities and get reinsured with commercial annuities because they just don't want the risk. So, but I think that's the exception, not the rule. Right. Most charities just self-funded in essence.
So that's incredible. So for a relatively little amount of money, you can get a higher interest rate, a charitable deduction. That's fantastic. There's so many more questions I'd like to ask, but we're coming toward the end of the segment. John, do you want to say how people could contact you if they have more questions about any of this?
Sure. I appreciate that. My phone number is 410-363-1187, and please check out my website, www.ackermanlaw.net.
And for all those people that were just got to the pen and paper, can you repeat that one more
time? Oh, sure. It's ackermanlaw.net, you know, www.ackermanlaw.net.
Fantastic.